It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we're back again. We're going on the defensive side of the ball, which always gets me excited, and we're going to talk about blitzes and pressures. And now, as a linebacker or a safety, you always enjoy hearing about blitzes and pressures because now you know you're going to get your opportunity to get a sack and be able to do your little sack dance. So, here we go. What are the differences between blitzes and pressures? Well, pressures are when you only send one extra guy. You might send your Mike linebacker right up the middle to cause some havoc. Now, the offensive line, remember, you have five offensive linemen. You have a center, two guards, and two tackles. So they can pick that up. So you're kind of counting on confusing these guys. So on a pressure, you might show this guy over here and send the Mike up the middle. Or you might show your Will linebacker over here and send your Sam. So now you're trying to cause confusion. And don't forget, they have a running back that usually is there to pick things up or clean up the mess. So that's when coaches came up with blitzes. What are blitzes? Blitzes are when you're sending six or more guys, and you're hoping that the quarterback will get that ball out quickly, and now you have to marry up the coverage behind it. So you can run zone or man, but you have to know that the ball is going to come out fast. Blitzes and pressures cause turnovers and cause mistakes by offensive linemen and quarterbacks.